Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. Here's Amy to start the show.
Yay! Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. Today is Monday, May the 19th. Another weekend come and gone, and here we are again. Yay, adulting. I hope everyone did have a good weekend, and I hope that your Monday is being kind to you so far. Today is going to be a busy day. We've got an award ceremony at work, and depending on if I lose my voice or not, I may or may not be singing today as well. So wish your girl some good luck. Send me some good vibes. Send me some good juju. Speaking of the weekend, this past Sunday, which was literally yesterday, was the second episode of Ridiculous Radio. If you are not familiar with that, it's pretty brand spanking new. So let me give you some of the deets. Ridiculous Radio was just created and is being hosted over on Online Radio Box and produced by one of my good friends, my bestie, my producer, Michael J. over at WRIR, Rabbit in Red Radio. Yeah, I made the promos for that. If you haven't heard them, you should definitely check us out. It's a good show. It's a good time. We got good music. Please come listen to us. So the second episode, I think, definitely went better than the first one, except I got the name of the musicians completely wrong, because apparently the closer I get to 40, my brain just is starting to fall apart. I was laughing the other day. I'm like, you know, the closer I get to 40, my body feels like an old rusty car. We're just going down the road, just praying with every speed bump, pothole, that we don't lose something along the way. And for some reason, I'm just rattling all over the place. And you know, I like to rattle. You know, I like to ramble. See what I did there? And something that caught my attention over the weekend was we were eating some candy. And I was like, I wonder who came up with Pop Rocks. So then I was looking up Pop Rocks. And very interesting thing popped up. In the ingredients, it says lactose, in parentheses, milk. Who would have thunk that there was milk in Pop Rocks? I know you have to be careful for certain candies that contain wheat in them and peanuts in them, but never in my ever did I think a fruity, fizzy, quite entertaining candy would ever have milk in it, lactose. So why is it in there? Where did it come from? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little science. Dive into the history of Pop Rocks. And also, I got some, so we're going to do a little ASMR on Ridiculous Ramblings. Are you ready, loves? Let's go ahead and get our package over here. Let's tear it open. see now why these were such a huge hit. I think I'm gonna take a little bit more. So good. Let's go ahead and clean up our mess here. Okay, we're going to go back to regular volume now. I should do another just all ASMR video or audio. I don't know. Which one would you like? Would you like to comment? Would you like to leave a topic for a discussion? Would you just like to say, hey girl, hey, I've got a couple of ways that you can do that. You can either email us, me. Why do I keep saying us as a third person? Goodness gracious. You can email me at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com, or you can give me a ring-a-ding-ding on our phone number. See, there I go again, on my phone number, which is 574-213-2099. You can call, you can text, you can do all the things. You can go to Facebook, you can like and follow the page, you can send me a message there. You can go to www.ridiculousramblings.com. and send me a message there as well. You can follow me on TikTok. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. But I don't really do much there. So probably not the best idea. But back to the topic at hand, we were talking about Pop Rocks. Not only is it great music, it's tasty candy. And like I said, weird thing that there's milk, there's lactose in Pop Rocks. Like, where did that come from? Well, let me tell you. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. Pop Rocks, also known as popping candy, is a type of candy owned by Zeta Especial S.A. Pop Rocks ingredients include sugar, lactose, in parentheses, milk sugar, and flavoring. It differs from typical hard candy in that pasteurized carbon dioxide gas bubbles are embedded inside of the candy, creating a small popping reaction when it dissolves. I got real excited because when I seen the name Zeta, I was like, ooh, do they make my favorite candy, which was Zots, Z-O-T-Z? They were little hard candies. They were like grape and cherry, and they had this like fizzy kind of stuff in the middle of it. Absolutely loved that candy. It's not the same company. Still a good company, though. The concept was initially patented by General Foods. Research chemist Leon T. Kremser, and William A. Mitchell on December 12, 1961, with a subsequent patent by General Foods chemist Frederick Kleiner, Pradeep Roy, and Michael J. Kirchman on September 15th, 1981. So about 20 years apart from each other. The candy was not originally offered to the public, though, until 1976, before General Foods withdrew it in 1983, saying that the lack of success in the market and a relatively short life probably weren't the greatest thing. Distribution was initially controlled to ensure freshness, but with its increasing popularity, there was a lot of dupes that got put out on the market. And after that, Kraft Foods was like, not going to happen on my watch. So they licensed the tasty little treat as Pop Rocks and branded it to Zeta Especial, which continued manufacturing the Pop Rocks under Kraft's license. So that's actually pretty cool. So here we're going to talk about the milk aspect of it. Pop Rocks contain lactose primarily because it, along with sucrose and corn syrup, help produce a hard candy with low hygroscopicity, resistance to absorbing water. This is a key characteristic in the process of making Pop Rocks, where the sugar solution is heated and water is evaporated, leaving kind of like a syrupy kind of mixture that's then saturated with carbon dioxide. The addition of lactose, or milk, helps maintain the structural integrity of the candy during this process and after it's formed. They offer a little bit more of a breakdown here. So it says, low hygroscopicity. Pop rocks need this to resist absorbing moisture from the air to maintain their popping characteristic. That's where mixing lactose and sucrose and corn syrup help achieve that. Sugar solution. So the base of Pop Rocks and most candies is sugar, which is sucralose. And now we know lactose and corn syrup. And then their last step is carbon dioxide saturation. This is a crucial step in Pop Rocks production in saturating the sugar solution with carbon dioxide under high pressure. This is what gives the tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide within the candy. So they leave it as a sticky little syrup, and then they blow all that carbon dioxide in there, and it makes all those little holes that make those delightful little sounds and delightful little sensations inside your mouth. Pop, 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 pop. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Am I weird, you guys? I'm a little weird. But you know what? I've got a heart of gold. And that heart of gold wants to remind you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. If you or anyone you know is struggling, there is a number that you guys can call. That number is, sorry, my nose started to run, 988. Dial that number. If you feel like you are in a bad place and you need someone to talk to, guess what? I got two ears and a lot of free time. Call me, 574-213-2099. You can also email me. I will keep everything anonymous. I will not discuss it on the show unless it's a topic that you would like discussed. But whatever you say stays between me and you. I'm your friend. I'm here for you. I am also someone who is included in mental health awareness. I have family and I have friends that are also in those categories. Build yourself a network. And if you don't have one, you have one here over at Ridiculous Ramblings. I will be your little goofy guru. I will do whatever I can do to try to help you guys. So please reach out. I would be more than honored to be able to speak with you guys. If you are a social media person and you are on the TikTok, someone you should definitely check out. He's amazing. He posts such good content. Big mental health supporter is Pete over at Talking Shit with Pete on TikTok. And he's a really cool dude. He's a radio DJ and also a former rock star, which he'll be going back into that life here pretty soon. Hey, Pete, rock it, rock it. You can check him out on Badass Radio Network. He has an hour-long show over there where he plays some pretty kick-ass music. So check it out. Music therapy is a big thing. That is one thing that I always lean into, is singing the songs, listening to the songs, writing some songs. I do have two in the works here right now that hopefully within the next month I'll be able to lay down a funky beat to and release it to you guys and share it with you. So stay tuned. There's great things coming for Ridiculous Ramblings, and there's great things coming for you too. Just hold on. Just wait and see. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you are doing well mentally, emotionally, physically, and hopefully financially. And don't forget, if you're not doing good in any of those aspects, I unfortunately am on the struggle bus as well, but I'll do my best to try to put a smile on your face. So reach out through the phone number 574-213-2099, ridiculousramblings@gmail.com, or follow me on my social media pages. And yeah, I think that's about everything. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.